She on.
Hi, this is How Do I Deal. Each week we bring you an antipasto platter of chats, advice, lols, stories, games, and prosciutto. I'm Ella.
And I'm Jade.
Let's kick it in the dark.
Yay, yay. How do I deal with you? How do I deal with me? When I don't even know myself or what it is you want.
Hi guys, welcome to our like 1920s like swing club. That's not even, and none of that is factually correct. I have no idea what I meant to say. What am I trying to say though? Like prohibition era, like walking.
Yeah, like roaring 20s.
Yeah. And people are like doing like, is that swing dancing? No.
I feel like swing dancing, look, don't quote me, but I feel like swing dancing is more of like,
Was that like 50s where it's like,
or like 30s, 40s? Oh yes, no, that's like rock and roll dancing. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think about like the hands that like swing side to side.
I don't really know what that is.
Oh wait, and they did like the Cantina Band thing out of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Welcome, listener. Welcome. Thank you for putting us in your ear holes today.
Yes, thank you.
I hope your day is going so swimmingly, as I hope yours is, Jade. Is it?
Yes, it is. Oh, I had a really good, like, one of my really good stories from my day, and I can't remember it, but I will try to. How's your day been?
It's been really good. I've had such a magical day, even though, like, the wind is gusting so much in Melbourne right now that the whole world is about to end.
Yeah, the trees are, like, sideways. They're not. Don't look.
Apocalypse Now. I've been listening to an apocalyptic-style zombie podcast recently, and it's just got me back into, like, what do I have to offer society? Like, if shit goes down, like, can I? So now I feel like I need to know how to suture a wound and do CPR. So
it's really good. They're good skills to know.
Maybe I'll YouTube it.
I know, like, you know how there was a point in like in society. I'm gonna say like maybe a year ago or so, where like you weren't cool unless you had a zombie apocalypse like planned.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And like I never did. Like I was like I honestly was like, did I miss something? Is it too late for me? Like, I'm not sure. But everyone, like, would, like, I'd go to Quiet Longhair's house and they'd all talk about their, like,
apocalypse plan.
And it's like, you guys are fucking absolute losers. But then, I don't know.
It's like, it would be realistic if maybe, because essentially it's like a virus or whatever. So maybe if, like,
oh, that's the other thing. I know nothing about zombies or anything, so maybe that's what I missed. Yeah, so please explain.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to say, like, I'm talking about, like, if it was to really happen, it could be something like swine flu or meningococcal outbreak or mad cow or something.
Yeah.
It's, like, the most kind of plausible thing to, like, separate yourself from, or, like, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I never thought to the point where, like, I found my home base or anything. I just thought point of, like, what, like, I probably need to, like, be able to run 5K and I need to be able to, like, I don't know, like, gather food and know what's a win.
Yeah. So what's the first thing you would do? Like, say if this is not what we're talking about today, guys.
So, well, today we are talking about fear and, like,
This is kind of fear.
It would be so fearful. Like,
yeah, it would also be, like, a little bit fun, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, it would be exciting.
It would break out the daily routine, am I right?
That's for sure. I think it would be the adrenaline. It's just, like, I think because we live such a, like, like a blanket, boring,
so
like
bleak
life.
Monotonous.
Where, yeah, we just do like the same thing every day, and like we don't have to like fend for ourselves anymore, and we're so far like advanced in all this other stuff.
Yeah.
That like yes, some people. It's actually an OkCupid question.
Really?
It's like, in some lights, don't you think that like nuclear war would be exciting? But like, I wouldn't say that nuclear war is, but like a zombie kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So okay, I'm gonna set up a scenario.
Okay.
Say you and I go to see a movie, and it's something. What's a real shit movie that's like that's just come out?
That's just come out.
Yeah. I don't, what's at the BO?
Is it Burnt?
Burnt.
Is that
what's that?
It's like a cooking one with Bradley Cooper.
Oh yeah, that does look shit. Although, like, as much as I love cooking and cooking shows and cooking movies, like.
Yeah. And Bradley
sorry,
Cooper.
B. Coops, you haven't done it for me. You and I go to, the Northlands.
Yeah, the perhaps, Northlands. Okay.
In wherever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to see Burnt.
Yeah.
And we're the only people there of OBS.
Yeah.
And we walk out and we're like, oh, they must have closed the shopping centre. Like,
oh,
weird. But then we're like, wait, there's no one around and all the shops are still open. And we're like, what's happened? But for whatever reason, I don't know, I haven't thought this out, like, everyone's gone.
Yeah, okay.
Like, there's no dead people around.
Right, it's just
You don't empty. Have to deal with that, it's just empty. And then we walk outside and there's, like, chaos, but no people chaos. Like, I'm talking, like, I Am Legend kind of chaos. Like,
oh, as in...
Like, everything looks chaotic, like, there's fucking right. cars everywhere, but, like, no people around. Okay. Is that I Am Legend?
Maybe, I haven't seen it.
Okay, me
either. Oh, wait, just no, I know that there's a dog in it.
And yeah, yeah.
Oh, but what? Sorry.
No, I haven't seen the end. I couldn't watch the end. Will Smith.
Yeah, Will Smith. But okay, so like at what point do we know that like something's wrong? Obviously like it's like, whoa, okay.
Maybe I go back to the car and I turn on ABC 774.
Yeah.
And John Fane is on and he's like, well, I don't know why he's still there and no one else is around. Oh, there's just like some public like service announcement okay, that's yeah, just like
on repeat.
Yeah. 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 Like and sirens just, and
okay.
Yeah.
First things first, I think...
First things first, I'm the realist.
Sorry. First things first, I'm the realist. I would drive them away with Iggy Azalea songs. No, not really. I'd probably go back into the, like, shopping centre
yeah, yeah.
and go through, like, to Kathmandu and, like, all of those stores. So, like, get a backpack and, yeah. like, I don't know, like, I'm trying to think of what's in Northlands. There's probably...
Well, I was thinking that too. I was like, that's where we differ. I'd go into, like, cool shops and then I was like... Like, just to try on clothes. And, like, wearing some cool clothes. And I was like, wait, what cool...
There's a sports girl in there.
There's this, like, little... You know those, like, little shit shops where, like, all dresses are, like, $30?
Yeah.
And it's called Why, with a Y and not. And question mark. Like, why not? Question mark. Why I'd not? Be there.
Yeah. I'd well, be there. Well, I was thinking... Well, like, that would be exciting, right? But it depends on, like, the level of whatever, like... I think the panic would drive me to
okay,
be like...
Okay, let's fast forward a couple of hours. Like,
okay.
We've already, like, cried about probably never right. seeing our families again.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, we're over that.
Yeah, okay.
And we're sort of... Now we're just in, like, all right, what are we doing next
yeah. mode? Gathering supplies is, like, as much as okay. possibly can. Okay. And, like, finding weapons, if that's possible. Yeah. But, like, going to all the shops, getting, like, heaps of bottled water, getting, like clothes that are, like, weather type things.
Yeah.
Kind of finding some, like, protective gear, maybe going into one of the sports stores, getting some, like, protective gear.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting some, like, changing out of our clothes, getting into athletic wear so that we're, like, ready to go. Mm,
I'm glad I've got you with me.
Yeah. Probably maybe even go down to JB and just take, like, some, radios and stuff. To
Can
see.
We get a samosa from the Takeaway Indian?
Yes. Okay. That's fine. I think that, like, yeah, get all that and then go and find... We'll get Jada samosa and then go. And...
Do I want one samosa or two? Ella, what do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any garden shops there?
I don't know. I know sure. there's a Hare House warehouse.
I feel like there's a Bunnings nearby, but like load up on all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, like across the road. We're talking yeah. industrial district.
Yeah. Yeah. So go over Couches. To Bunnings. I'd get like heaps of vegetable packets of seeds.
Oh my god, I'm so glad I'm here today.
And then, like, it depends on maybe, like, a few, like, small punnets if they're, but they'll probably just get in the way. But, like, then we've got to get some non-perishable foods that are lightweight.
Tins. Your yeah. tins.
Yeah. Probably wanted to grab a tent, but, like, we're not going to, that's not very safe. But, like, we'll just grab a small one anyway. Yeah. And then probably try and, like, radio through to see if we can, like, find anybody else.
Yeah, radio through to the John Fane at 7.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. But like that's probably as far as I've got is that's because then you need to find like a home base.
Yeah.
So it was probably like thinking of somewhere in, maybe go to like our work because it's got a big roller door.
Yeah.
And it'd be
right.
really hard to get in.
Yeah.
And like just like lock down in there for a bit because it's got running water and there'll still be running water for a while.
Mm. And there's kittens in the roof of them.
We have kittens.
Yeah.
We can throw them out as like zombie bait. No, I'm kidding. I love kittens. You know me. But I don't know.
You've
I feel
got
like
a cat on your shirt, RN.
I do. But I feel like Apocalypse Ella is completely different yeah. to real life yeah. Ella. Like, because I can be so logical.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would just cut off all emotions and I would be like one of the group like leaders.
Yeah.
I'd be like probably yeah. like the foraging leader. I'd be like, yeah. alright guys, we're going out and getting perishable food today. I don't want anyone crying. Like
yeah.
don't lift what you can't carry.
Yeah.
Fill your backpack to the brim and just like staying close to the perimeter and wait for my call.
Yeah.
Like I'd just be I'm fucking getting really excited.
Yeah, I know, yeah. like I mean the thrill of it, don't get me wrong, like, it excites me, and, like, yeah. you know, I want to be, like, holed up in a dark, like, shed and just, like, fearing for my life. And I know that sounds like a joke, but I'm being serious. I do. But...
Don't give it.
Don't Jamie Dubs here. But you know how you were, like, you would be, like, so switched on in this situation. You'd, like, you'd turn into a different Ella.
Yeah.
I would be the exact same Jade to the point where, like, something like... Like, a threat would, like, you know...
Come at
present
you.
Itself. Yeah. And I would just be like, that's me, guys. can't really be bothered.
Well, there's another one that's, like, quite a grim way of, like, looking at it. Because, like, I've been through the scenario clearly in my head before. Sure. But you either, like, fight or kill yourself. Because you don't want to be taken by the zombies.
Why not?
Well, it would be so painful, I think.
Oh, okay.
Also, you get turned. Like, you then attack people in turn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
If it was vampires, I'd love to be a vampire.
Well, yeah, that'd be fun. Vampires, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm talking True Blood vampires. Like,
yeah. True Blood, yeah. I went through a stage, like, a couple of years ago, not young enough for this to be okay. Possibly when we lived together, like, a few years ago, or just, like, a little bit before I went through it. Maybe it's when I first started reading True Blood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a couple of years ago. But, yeah, I went through a stage where I was, like, sorry. Like, I know vampires aren't real. I was, like, But are they?
Like, yeah.
And if they are. And then I'd sort of, like, do you ever sort of, if you're in bed, you kind of, I guess it's like praying, but it's just like, you know, like, I hope, blah, 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 but I'm not, whatever.
It's like, kind
you just
of like think setting your intentions.
Setting your intentions, yeah. So my intention for a really long time is, like, if vampires are real, like, someone turn me into one. I know.
Oh, Jade, it's okay. I think we've all had, like, that fleeting thought come through.
When you were, like, 20?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would be nice, but I think it's the whole, like, just getting away from
somebody save me from the monotony.
Yeah, the daily routine.
Yeah, the daily routine.
But I used to be so scared of vampires. Like, I got really, really, really into them, but when I was a child, like, that was one of my main fears. And I used to, like, even in summer, pull my blanket up, because your blankets have magical powers when you're a child as an adult.
Still do.
Pull the blanket right up to, like, just underneath my mouth.
Yeah.
And so my neck was covered.
Yeah.
And I would be, like, sweating and not being able to go to sleep because it was too hot. But it's like, well, do you want to die?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be hot all night? And
like, do you want to be a bit uncomfortable?
Well, I'll be hot all night.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I still do that sometimes. Like, I still have to have my feet in. I guess we kind of have turned this to fear, so that's good.
Yeah.
But I still, if I'm... Yeah, if I'm, like, thinking a bit too much before I go to sleep, like, I have to have my feet still under the covers. And sometimes, actually, it hasn't happened for a while, but I went through a phase where I'd have to have my feet under the doona and then a pillow on top.
Oh, wow, just to, like, secure them.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand, like, the whole kind of nighttime fear supernatural thing. Last night I was sitting on my computer and I was like, oh... I thought my eyes were doing, like, a weird thing. Sometimes, you know, they just, like readjust or, like, change in light or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I realised that it was my bedroom light that was flickering. And I was like, okay. No, I feel really... I was like, I just feel really weird. And so, because one of the, like, ghost signs or whatever is, like, that they, like, flicker lights and tap things whatever. And so... I, like, got out of my room and I went and got my housemate and I was like, can you come down to my room and just, like, look at my light and just tell me if it looks like a power surge thing or, like, it's going out. And I was like, then I was questioning her. I was like, how does a light bulb blow? Does it just explode and then that's it? Or does it slowly flicker out? I've never seen one flicker out before.
What kind of light is it? Down light?
It's yours.
So it's like a coil. They do flicker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. See, and that was the end of the story. But like, we went through the motions of like, I was like, is anyone in here? Like, get out of here. And like, that's like a definite, one of my fears as well is like spirits that are mean and nasty.
Yeah. Unruly G's.
Unruly G's. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've touched on that before.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, fight them. You just have to be super tough.
Yeah. So that's, like, I guess, supernatural fears. Because I've written down all, like, different kinds of fear, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess that would be under... I will, yeah, like, I was going to... No, it's not an irrational fear. It's, like,
It kind of is.
Yeah, it's not, like, and I was going to say it's not real fear, but it is real fear. But then there's like a different kind of real fear where it's like, I think we were saying, you know, like stranger danger fear or something like that.
I think that, yeah, all fear is definitely real fear if it's the person who is, like, feeling it.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, what, can you read out the ones we had?
Yes, so real fear, and I guess, what would you say?
Like, real fear, maybe, like, I would say, we probably should have written, like, logical fear, like, fear of, like, people who have fear of heights or snakes or, like...
But that's it, then that's, like, is that more phobias?
Well, I would say that... Anything that you do as a human to, like, self-preserve...
Yeah.
And, like, that isn't that far out of the realm of, like, it could really harm you or kill you...
Yeah.
I feel like that's a real fear. It's like, well, if you want to stay away from, like, the edge of that tall building, that's just your fucking brain keeping you alive.
Your instincts, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas, like, my, say, like, fear of clowns is completely, like, an irrational
fear.
Funny, dumb fear.
Yeah.
But somehow it's, like, inbuilt in me.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Do sloths kill people?
Do you want me to look it up?
Yes, please.
See if a sloth...
Because that would
Do
be,
you
like,
explain
my
why
of...
you're asking that question?
Yeah. So, I think... Well, first, they're not my biggest fear. I just realised it that day. So, anyway, I think it was, like, the first day that you moved into my house in Melbourne.
Mm.
And we were sitting outside talking, like, we didn't really know each other. And you said something about sloths being cute, and I was like, no. Like, no, they're fucking not. I don't really remember. I don't really remember this story. Am I saying it right?
Can you say it? I think it was just, we're talking about our baby sloth videos or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I, like, so you were like, why do you think they're scary? Like, they're really cute. And I was like, okay, imagine if I just, like, opened up this gate right now and there was just a sloth standing there. I was like, that is fucking horrifying. Like, it just stands there and is staring at you in the eyes and you look at it and it just starts walking towards you like,
oh. But I think that, like, I definitely just laughed because I think they're so cute and they're so, so slow.
Yeah,
and,
I've come around to them
I was thinking, like, because anything like that would be scary, like, and also because sloths don't stand on their hind legs.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, so that this
it's
was...
like opening the door and, like, Daisy's just standing there on her hind legs, but she's just staring at you. Like, that would be scary as well.
Yeah, I guess.
Any animal that's kind of just standing there on their hind legs, like...
Well, that's why, if they're not hind leg walkers...
They kind of, like, crawl across
the
things.
Okay, no, that's still fucked. And how big are they? Human size? No, don't... I don't like them.
So, I've got this. It's nothing about sloths killing anyone, but sloth's claws serve as their only natural defence.
Yeah.
A cornered sloth may swipe at its attackers in an effort to scare them away or wound them. Despite the sloth's apparent defencelessness, predators do not pose special problems... Sloths blend in with trees, and move only slowly and do not attract attention.
Mm.
No, there's nothing really, like...
See, I get uncomfortable talking about these sorts of fears, because my biggest, probably, fear is mice, although I'm starting to, like, work on it. I was driving the other day, and I saw one run across the concrete, and I didn't even freak out. Like, I usually...
Oh.
But I feel really uncomfortable talking about these kinds of fears, because, like, just then when you were talking about the sloth, like, I hate that, but also... Like, I feel real, like, I feel sorry for mice.
Yeah. you've got so much happening in your head, Jamie.
I know, it's so hard.
Because you're, like, so scared and sad at the same time.
I know.
This is going to be a really uncomfortable
episode.
Really
uncomfortable. Like, I can't even, like, I feel sorry for them because, like, they're foraging around trying to find food all the time. And they're just...
It's okay.
And, I would never kill one. Sorry.
Yeah.
I would never kill one, okay?
It's...
I'm getting, like, hot.
It's okay.
I'm getting
so
hot.
Good. Okay. The clowns thing. I just Googled, why am I scared of clowns?
Yeah. Sorry, such a 2015 Google search.
Yeah. It's... I was going to say the other thing, because, like, I'm not really, I don't have many big fears, but... Yeah. And one of them is clowns, and I have two fears.
Yeah.
But I react in completely different ways. Yeah. So with clowns, I react in an anxious anger.
Yeah.
So it's like, if there's one near me, I'm like, get fucked, buddy. Like, fuck off. Because I'm scared. I'm getting angry.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck do you think you are? Get you fucking, like, I can't see your face. Like, that wig looks fucking stupid. Like, fuck you. Like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
scared and angry.
Yeah.
But then the other one is blood tests. So,
oh, Jen.
Because I can't stay conscious during a blood test, but I'm so brave going in. Like, I'm so tough. You should see me. I'm like, all right, like, let's do this. Like, this time I'm not going to faint. Like, I've had heaps of water today. Tell the, like, assistant, the nurse that I do faint. I'm like, you have to take precautions because, like, I will just hit the ground. And then as soon as the needle, like, touches my arm, I'm just lights out. Just so much fear. It shuts down my whole body.
Yeah, wow.
But I don't want to be like that, and I don't understand why.
Yeah. I just remembered another one of mine when you said clowns.
Mm.
I can kind of deal with clowns, but what I can't deal with is people in costume suits.
Mm.
Like, if it's just, like, a face painting affair, then I'm all for it. But people in, like, big... like, you know, the suits.
Yeah, I understand.
But I think this is weird because I think I know where this, like, my this fear stems from.
Oh!
So there's, like, video footage of me when I was, like, one or two, maybe, like, two, and my parents took me to, or, like, went to America and took me and we went to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, like, the whole time we were in Disneyland, like, all, like, I couldn't wait till we got to... when we got to America, I couldn't wait to see, to go to Disneyland because I wanted to see Mickey and Minnie Mouse, but I'd call them M-Mouse.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, M-Mouse, M-Mouse, like the whole fucking time. This also could be where my fear of mice comes from.
Maybe.
So then there's this video.
That's also how, like, you say mice now when you're scared. M-M-M-Mouse!
Yeah, so, like, and, like, good on Dad for, like, not doing anything at the time and just kept recording. So, it's, like, Mum and Dad wheeling me. Remember those old, like, prams that are just, like, a chair with wheels on it? Like, a fabric chair with plastic wheels on it? Like, we were high class.
Yeah.
So, we're, like, strolling into Disneyland and the M-Mouses are just, like, come up to greet us kind of thing. And I just start screaming because I think they were so big. Like, I didn't know because I'd see them on TV. They were tiny.
Yeah.
They were so big. And, like, me, like, screaming. And it's, like, horrifying to watch because my face is all red and I'm trying to, like, twist out of my pram. And Dad's just filming it. And
what's, like, your mum doing?
Fuck no. Probably having a dummy. And I think, like, they do take me away, but because Mickey and Minnie are trying to, like, Mickey and Minnie, like, they're my old mates.
Yeah, trying to calm me down.
Yeah, like, and they're kind of, like, you know, but they're so fucking big and they're, like...
big gloved hands.
Like, their gloved hands are in my face and I'm just, like... screaming, like, oh, it's God. Fuck, it's nearly unbearable for me to watch now. Hi, Daisy. So that's, I get, well, that's where my fear of
there's mice.
yeah, and big people in costumes. Yeah.
Maybe you're scared of big things and little things.
Yeah, all big things, all little things.
Big things, little things make Jade scream. Yeah, because, like, fear, because there's, like, fear is so interesting. Because I spoke about it before, where fear is not just, like, the fear of things. It's also, like, a root emotion for all the bad negative emotions.
Yeah.
So, like, love is, like, the root emotion for, like, happiness and joy and satisfaction, blah, blah, blah. And then fear is, like, the root for, like, anger and, like, other bad things, jealousy, all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's definitely different kinds of fear. And another one that would be, like... big for me is emotional fear. But I mean, and that would be really different for everyone.
Well, like, I wrote down examples of, like, emotional fears.
Oh yeah, cool.
But I'll
lay them on me.
I'm gonna say, like, because I thought about people that I know and, like, them doing kind of, like, things that don't benefit them, and then I just traced back why to, like, their root fear.
Yeah,
so I'll read mine out first, because, well, one of mine out first, just to be, like, I'm not judging everybody. I also have fears that make me do dumb shit.
Yeah.
So one of mine is, I fear intimacy and vulnerability, so I actively stay single.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that if you're, like, it's exciting when you do something for a good reason, like a loving reason, where it's like, no, I just, like, you know, I love my own company and I love blah, 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 and this is why I'm doing this, and that's cool. But, like, I suppose it's... no matter what you do, hope, like, if you're doing it on a fear level, it's, like, pretty dodge.
Yeah.
Do you want me to just read, like, examples?
Yeah, definitely.
So, and some of these will just, like, ring bells with people and hopefully just make you feel like you don't need to do these things.
Sure.
Okay, so here we go. People using fear as a motivator instead of love. Example, I fear my parents will disapprove of me if I don't go for a traditional high-paying job. I'm fearful of getting fat and my partner leaving me, so I go to the gym. Things constantly changed in my childhood and nothing was consistent, so as an adult I fear change and growth. I married this person because I fear being alone. I'm only dating this person because I fear that nobody loves me and not even me. I brought this house because I fear being left behind in the rat race. I can't divorce my partner because I fear financial instability. I fear my children will leave me, so I coddle them so they always have to come back to me for the answers. So that's just some of the ones that I thought of.
Yeah. Some of those definitely resonated with me. And I think, like, I it's hard to pinpoint because I'm just thinking about my, like, biggest fear. I think it's, like, is it fear itself or, like, maybe change or, well, I don't know, like, it's definitely cause for reflection.
Yeah. Well, that's, that, I mean, it makes sense. Like, the only thing to fear is fear itself because, like, I suppose you just have to, like, it's so interesting breaking those two apart, like the emotional fear, which is all the stuff we just kind of said.
Yeah.
And then fear that, I mean, it's definitely an emotional fear, but it's harder to access. Like the mice thing or the clowns thing or whatever. Like that's probably, I mean, if you looked into it, there's probably some sort of like a childhood trauma at some point and then that's put fear in you. But yeah, I think the main concern and the reason why I wrote that list is because I watched so many people in my whole life do so many things out of fear.
Yeah.
And they don't even realize it.
No, no.
And half the time I don't realize it. I'm trying to take a lot more time to just sit with myself when you do something. And you're like, okay, well, why am I doing this? Like, okay, why am I working in the job that I'm working in? Oh, because I fear that I'm not good enough to go for another job. Or I fear that, like, I'm not going to get another job and I'm going to be broke. Or I, like, fear standing up to my boss and leaving. Or, like, why? It's so anytime you're, like, feeling bad or, like, pressured, I suppose it's in a decision. It's because you've made it out of fear.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common for people to act out of fear and unknowingly, you know?
Yeah. And it's inbuilt, I think. Like, another one that I was going to write down was, that I didn't get to, but it was like, I'm thinking about some of my friends' mums and dads.
Yeah.
Like, I fear my daughter, because my daughter doesn't dress or act like a lady or has strong opinions, like I fear that she'll never get married or I fear that people won't like her.
Oh, yeah, right.
She isn't like, because my like kid isn't a representation of
what I think
is beautiful and what a lady should act like.
Yeah.
I fear that like people will hate her because like on some level like they probably not hate them but like disagree with their viewpoint on something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's, like, although when I think about it, then I suppose parents do have, a lot of their stuff would be based in fear, like.
Yeah, I remember saying to a young mum, I guess, like, someone, a friend that has a child, I was like, you know, it must be, like, lovely and everything, like, what a beautiful experience. I was like, but I have to ask, like, as soon as you have the baby, like, is there just a fear that is built in? Like, are you just constantly scared? And you think about that and you're just like, shit, like, I wouldn't want to be someone that, like, completely coddles my child and, like, whatever. But it would be so hard not to.
Yeah.
It would be so hard not to, like, wrap your child up in cotton wool. Yeah. And I said that to her and she's like, pretty much, yeah. She's like, you do not get over it, but she said that, like, it lessens or you learn to deal with it better. Right. But she's like, yeah, definitely. There's like a constant fear of like, this child has to live. Like this child has to be okay. And like everything I do imprints onto this child. Like I have to be careful and everything.
And to be like, breaking up a part of you and like putting it out in the world and just being like, oh, I still need to look after that. Like, I have a real fear about like having my own kids and fucking them up like from the day they're born because everybody's fucked up in one way or another by their parents and their parents are fucked up by their parents, so it's like fear of doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So I suppose you need to come out from like lovey dove dove.
Yeah.
But yes. Did we have questions?
Yeah, we do have a question. I was just looking. Real fear, phobias, emotional fear, irrational fear. Yeah, cool. So are you ready for our quest?
Question time, Q&A with Jadenella.
Gwanda.
Hashtag Gwanda.
Question. I'm really fearful of balloons. Do you have any irrational or rational fears? Also, how do I deal?
Yeah.
Also, how do I deal?
Well, I suppose, like, the balloons thing is, like, I can understand that. I had a fear of loud, sudden noises.
Yes.
And it's gone. I just realised the other day that it had gone.
Oh!
I know. Do you remember? Like, really intense. Like, if a car backfired or, like, something like, my eyes would well up and I'd, like, have to shut them and it would only last a couple of seconds, but it would just be like, nobody would even blink and I'd be like, But, like, never balloons. Didn't care about balloons popping. It was more like big bang noises.
Yeah.
I remember my woodwork teacher banged a hammer on the table in year 7 out of anger. Like, shut up, kids, shut up! And I was, like, banging it really hard. And I started crying because the noise was so loud.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't like loud noises either, but they make me kind of instantly angry, which I know that anger is linked to fear.
Mm.
But I think it's definitely got to do with, like, some, like, childhood issues. Not, I don't know. Just, like, maybe, I don't even know, like...
Not ones that you know maybe, of.
Yeah.
But, well, I suppose, like, we've already kind of spoken about our irrational fears. I wouldn't say mine's so much a fear of, like... It's a stupid one, but I can't handle watching people eat custard.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I fucking can't even fucking handle it. Like, it's so irrational. And, like, I don't make a big point of it normally. I will just, like, move. I'll just leave. Or my friends know, and they don't eat custard around me. I remember when I moved in with Jade, and I told her. She was like, okay, cool. And then I must have just, like, got her brain thinking about custard.
You did. Because, like, when you tell this story, you're like... You were so sweet when you used to eat custard because I'd, like, move to, like, on like if Ella was sitting on the couch, I'd, like, move to the back of the couch.
Yeah.
You know, behind the couch. Or I'd, like, move to the side of the couch on the floor next to the couch.
And then you'd stack books up. Like, I remember the time that you were in the corner and you were, like, you stacked books up on the armrest so that I couldn't see you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you were like, that's so sweet. Like, you did that. And I was like, I didn't eat custard until you moved into the house. But as soon as you mentioned it, I was like... I forgot about custard!
I
ate it, like, constantly. I remember because I'd, like, make it and it was always too hot, so I had my custard beanie that I'd, like, sit the bowl on.
I don't reckon you ate it that often.
No, I did.
Really?
Yeah, you can ask Alana about my custard
beanie. You did a good job at hiding it from me then because I don't remember being traumatised.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I don't think you ever saw me. Like, I don't know if you ever saw custard go into me.
Yeah, but my, like, friend at school used to eat custard so vulgarly that, like, I think... But I never liked it as a kid either. Like, I remember being, like, almost to the point of spewing one day when my Australian nana was making us and, like, our step cousins, like, bowls of fruit and ice cream.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, who wants custard instead of ice cream? And I was like, who wants custard instead of ice cream? And, like, all of them, all the step cousins were like, yeah, we'll have it. And then it's like poured, like, hot custard over the fruit. And I was like,
hot custard on cold fruit.
Sorry, Daisy. She looked at me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Her face is all squished from sleeping. Look at Ella.
Daisy.
I love you, said marriage.
But yeah, so like I remember, so it wasn't just like watching people eat it disgustingly. The smell, the consistency, just let it pass.
I'm sorry. Like, I understand that everyone's like different and stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone has different tastes. Like, that's a big difference that people
have.
It like baffles me how, like, I just can't understand why someone wouldn't like custard.
Yeah.
It's like sugar. Oh my god, it's so good. I'm going out to buy a fucking box of custard powder.
So, like, this is the weird thing. Like, I'm fearful of somebody eating it around me. Like, I'm like, oh, I know what's going to happen to me. And I know that all the weird anxiety stuff that's about to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't like onion. Like, I don't like to eat onion. But, like, you can eat a whole onion in front of me. You can do an Abbott and just, like, munch on it. And I'd be like, you're a fuckwit. Like, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
It's just, it's...
Yeah, that's so strange.
Oh, no, wait, I just thought of another one.
Yeah.
So my dad's a farmer, and we normally use garlic bags.
Yeah.
So we're using boxes 1 year. I think it's because we didn't have, I can't remember why, the polystyrene boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's already happening.
Yeah. The sound.
Sound of them like graying together is the most repulsive.
Yeah.
Like nerve. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It would just be, and it would happen constantly, and I was meant to be, like, working
yeah.
with
I'm
Dad.
I'm sorry, it's got me going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and, oh, my God, he'd just be like, all right, just stack these boxes together. It was just...
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah, it just my teeth hurt. My shoulders, it's, like, trying to go into my ears.
Yeah. Well, that's, do you know, the weird thing, that's been happening to me a lot lately.
Yeah.
Like, what happened the other day? Oh, yeah, yeah. So... quiet long hair.
Yeah.
And I are back together.
Oh, yeah. In case, like, someone didn't get that.
Public service announcement.
Yeah.
Public service announcement.
I'm also single.
yeah, so he, like, got any... Actually, it's just like this. So it's like a diary sort of thing with, like, the elastic thing that you sort of flip over like, onto it. So he was, like, flipping it on and off and on and off, and I was like, okay, that's enough. I was like, that's right in my ears, and I can't, I was like, even, and I was like, even, like, I was like, I can hear you touching the elastic.
Yeah.
I was like, you need to put that down, and he's like, yeah, okay. And then, like, picked up something else, like, I can't remember what it was, I was like, that too. I was like, I'm sorry, and, like, just really, like, that same feeling of polystyrene box or nails on a chalkboard.
Ooh.
It's been happening a lot, like, I can't touch, oh, I'm just trying to think of the material. You know, like, kind of, like, black woven, like, what's on a vacuum cleaner, sort of, like, or, like, like, what's on a helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how you, like,
the helmet strap.
The actual strap, yeah. Like, touching that is giving me, like, goosebumps. Really sensitive. I think it might be, I did Google it, it could be something to do with your teeth.
Oh, really?
Like, having sensitive teeth or something. I know that sounds like...
maybe. Well, I have a friend who can't eat... can't touch wood, can't touch wet wood especially, so, like, okay. Sorry, I'm moving uncomfortable because I need to pee, but...
I'm just gonna move to stretch my sweat.
Actually, I really do need to pee.
Okay.
Back from my wee break, get this, I thought that asparagus thing was, like, bullshit. I had, like, so much asparagus in my salad today.
Yeah.
My wee was so smelly then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, what, how did it smell, like asparagus, or...
I don't know.
Was, like, it a wee smell?
Not a wee smell, like, it was, like, just
stanky.
Just stinky. Anyway.
Stank.
Back to the story of my friend has a fear of the paddle pop sticks.
I know, they're
so... so, like, she can't bite into them.
Oh, wait, yeah.
She can't hold the wet... oh, no, she can't even hold the stick. So she has to pull the wrapper down.
Yeah.
And then she eats it and leaves, like, a centimetre all the way around and then has to, like, throw it out.
I feel like I had a friend in... primary school that was like that too. Yeah, that sounds familiar. My friend and I in primary school had a thing, and this could be like a normal thing, but where with ice creams, when people, I'm going to demonstrate it on this pencil, but like,
oh, like
say if you've got an icy pole and then you put like the last bit in your mouth, yeah, like drag the icy pole stick with like the ice cream or whatever.
So you drag your teeth along the stick while you're pulling off the end of the thingy. Yeah.
Although I can kind of sometimes do that, like, if I just want to hold into a Maggie G.
Yeah, sort of Magnum. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. So, like, that's... I think that's funny. And, like, what other irrational fears do you have, Jade? I'm trying to think of...
irrational fears. I wrote... oh, like, this is a really stupid one that I, like, actually from this week.
Mm.
So I watched... I was telling you about it before, like, The Internet's Own Boy, this documentary on Netflix. Really good, guys. Devs recommend it. But kind of separate to that, that's just got me thinking about, like, it's just got me thinking computers.
You and your computer thinking, Jane. When will it end?
Like, it's always firewalls with you. I don't know anything about computers. Anyway.
You're youth these days.
So, t'other day,
mm-hmm.
Oh, just, like computers and, like, spying and, you know.
Yeah.
And, so... I Googled... bulletproof coffee.
Oh, yeah, the butter and the...
yeah, and the oil and the coffee.
The butter and the oil and the... so it's a coffee that's got some...
like oil, which it can be coconut oil, coconut oil, apparently.
Yeah, it's going to be a fat instead of milk.
Yeah, and butter. And I think you've got to whiz it together and it's meant to be really good. It starts like ketosis and...
right.
It's like meant to be really good. I don't know how but it's like a fat eliminating thing. Anyway, I was just Googling it because I'd heard it mentioned a couple of times and I was like, I need to know what this actually is, whatever. Imagine, so, and also I've never heard about this until like a week ago.
Yeah. Right?
Imagine my surprise when I'm scrolling through Instagram.
Yeah.
And two of, because you know how it's like littered in ads these days?
Yes, yeah.
Two ads in a row about bulletproof coffee.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, that's it. I'm off Instagram. They're selling my, or like Google's bloody in cahoots with Instagram.
Oh, Google's in cahoots with everything. Yeah. Like, we just need to be careful right now because like, hello Google overlords, like, we will bow down to you because you already run everything.
Yeah, because I feel like I've probably ticked the terms and conditions that say I am bowing down to you.
Yeah, well, was I telling you about when I was on Facebook and it was leading up to my birthday and every Facebook ad was like,
yes.
Hey there, book a venue for your birthday. Birthday deals here. Spotify, birthday songs. Like, it was just like, okay, I get it. The internet has all of my information.
Yeah.
Like, maybe make it a little bit less obvious that you're tailoring all the advertising towards
I know. And, like, you know, there might have been a time when, like, a few years ago, perhaps, I don't know, when I would have looked at that and been like, oh, cool, like, ads tailored to me.
Yeah.
This is the future. High fives. You know, like, whatever. But now I'm just like, that is fucked. That is horrifying. Yeah. I hate it. I don't want anything to do with it. Technology can... No, I can't, but you know.
There is parts, because it's so, and there is definitely a fear behind not owning any of your own shit anymore.
Yeah.
But then, like, I suppose if they're only using advertising, like, if that's as far as it goes, like, I think I could be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Like, tailor-made advertising, it's a bit fucked, because it's like, okay, well, the birthday stuff, it's like, okay, my birthday's on Facebook. I did that. I put my birthday on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's my fault. But then it is, and like the pages that you like on Facebook or pages that you like on, except for it is a bit weird that you were Googling and then it come up on your Instagram.
Yeah, that's what I, like I didn't, like so I didn't look at it through your Instagram.
Google searches are
linked to. Ads. Well, did Google, they didn't buy Instagram.
I have no idea. They probably do.
Maybe Facebook bought Instagram. I don't know. Like, I'm sure it all fucking.
Yeah.
What's, like, on 30 Rock, like,
I can't remember. Which bit? Give me more bits.
When Jack's, like, kind of, I think he's telling Liz about, like...
Synergy? No.
Yeah, or kind of, but, like, Integration. Integration. Like, something integration. Where, is that thing? Where, like, companies are, like, they sort of trickle down and...
Yeah.
Like, parent companies and blah, blah, blah.
And companies.
Like how the wig company, like how Shine, what is it?
Shine Heart Wigs.
Yeah, like how he sort of explains how
they're an associate of CNBC or something.
Yeah.
But then, like, another part of that, which is, the episode where they're like, he's like, what if you had, like, really good corn chips? A company that sold corn chips and diarrhea medicine.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and Liz is like, yeah. Oh, you could put a little, like, sample of the diarrhea medicine in the corn chips. And then Jack's like, or? And then she's like, or the corn chips could give you diarrhea and you need to use the medicine.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the world we live in right now.
Yeah.
Would you like to play a game with me, JD?
Oh, yes, please.
JD by babies. She's holding her little dog.
Yeah, she's being annoying on my face.
Don't be our butthead. You know what else you can do on our face? Book. Go and write cute things, because we had some cute comments, and they were so lovely.
Yeah, it made us feel really special.
It did.
And really, delicious.
And not even being silly, it's like this weird, it's this weird validation that we crave so hard, but it's genuinely, like, beautiful when
people really nice.
Give a shit, and it's so lovely. Bless you, Daisy.
Oh, no, she thinks I'm playing. Oh. This is what she does when it's, like, go time.
Anyway, we got to play this game, Daisy, so shut your
mouth. Yeah, shut your nose.
Are you ready to sing? I can't remember how it goes. Should I just make it up? Oh, okay. And three, a two, a three, two, one, a real or fake. You'll never guess it real or fake. Cause we're trying to mess it real or fake. Is it fake or real?
You can't work it out. It's real or fake.
Welcome to Real or Fake. This week, oops, sorry, I just had the whole thing, the list sitting down.
Oh, it's fine, I couldn't read it. Or so, could I?
I've written a list of phobias. Some are real, some are fake. One, Jade W.R. Clearland has to guess which is real or fake. So let's get started. We've got 10. I'm going to write down what you get out of 10.
Check.
Numero uno. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, this is so hard to pronounce. Stegomoriophobia.
Sorry, am I? So you're just going to read out the phobia and the meaning and I've got to say it's real or fake?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. So stegomoriophobia, fear of spaghetti.
So is that real or fake?
Real or fake?
Fear of spaghetti, real.
It's fake, I made that up.
Oh. I thought there would be some, I know that sounds crazy, but I thought there would be some really weird ones.
Yeah. Okay, and the next one?
Sure.
A blue toe phobia, fear of having a bath.
Fake.
No, it's real.
Far out.
Number three, macrophobia, fear of long waits.
Fear of what?
Long waits, like waiting for a long time.
Oh, real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ding! Number four.
Sorry, I thought you meant weights, as in like lifting weights at the gym. And then I was like, is there such thing as long waits? Like, maybe they're really long.
Oh, instead of like, yeah.
In like a dumb, anyway.
Yeah. Number four. Bram Star phobia, fear of Bram Stoker.
Come on, Ella, I'm not an idiot. I'm pretty sure that's real.
Yeah.
That's so good. Do you just look around the room at books and...
No, that one I just started writing B-R-A-M and then I was like...
Bram Stoker phobia, yeah. I guess.
Okay, leucophobia.
What is
fear of the colour white, sorry.
Lou. Real.
Yes. Correct, Amundo. Number six. Soccerophobia. Fear of parent-in-law.
I'm trying to get it from your facial expression.
My facial expression.
What's your facial expression saying to me?
What do I think? You
You look like a monkey then.
I just put a really pretty face on.
Fake, real.
What is it?
Real, fake.
Real or fake?
I want to get it right and I don't know. I'm going to be really honest with you.
Soccerophobia. Fear of parent-in-law.
A fake.
No, it's real.
Fuck.
That shit real, girl? Like my hair? Oh, I'm being racist. Number seven, maybe. Chlamydia phobia. Fear of chlamydia.
Fake.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Syphilophobia. Fear of syphilis.
Fake.
No, that's real.
Oh, damn it. GD it.
Second last question, Jade. Up for the big cash. Dendrophobia, fear of trees.
Fear of trees. Maybe trees.
No, trees, sorry.
Oh, trees.
Yeah, I said it.
Dendrophobia.
Fear of trees.
Real.
That is real. You're correct. Like my tits. Final question, Jade.
I thought that last one was the final question.
Nope.
Is this a bonus round?
Bonus round.
Ding, 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 ding.
Final question. Genie-o-phobia. Fear of chins.
Genie-o-phobia.
Genie-o-phobia. Fear of chins.
I thought you were going to say... Geniophobia. I thought this was going to be another fake one. Fear of Genie from Down Under. Can we try and reference Genie from Down Under in every episode?
Yeah. Fear of having your opal stolen.
I can't even remember what it was.
Geniophobia. Fear of chins. Fear of chin chinity, chin chinity, chin chin chin.
Fake. Real.
No, it's real. Okay. Well, out of 10, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 7!
Oh, chair.
Well done, Jay.
Well done to me. Thank you. Thank you. Is that a pass?
Yeah, it is. It's like a, a distinction?
Yeah. I've got such low expectations. Like, if I took that home to mum,
mm-hmm.
this is how, like, like mum and dad set the bar so low for my brother and I that like I would take this test home and be like, mum, I got a 7 out of 10. And she would like be over the moon. She'd put it on the fridge. She'd be so happy for me.
Miss
so.
Gleason said that I got a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I don't know if we addressed the question properly, so I'm just going to read it again. I'm really fearful of balloons. Do you have any irrational? Oh, no, we did. Irrational fears. Also had a idea. Yeah.
Yeah, well, how does she deal with balloon stuff?
I just don't want balloons. I'm also quite, like, I get a bit scared of balloons. I don't like the squeak.
So it's not the bang, it's the squeak?
Oh, it's absolutely the bang. Oh, but, yeah, it's like the fear of the bang.
Yeah.
It's Big Bang Theory.
Yes! Jai Cleland! Just to recap on that, the Big Bang Theory. Sorry, that was so good. Guy Fieri. Scared of cool haircuts.
And is he like the Plastermania guy? Oh no.
No, is that Hulk Hogan?
Yeah, it is.
Wait, hold on, we're getting podcasts confused.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Thank you, India.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you to Celil Jambat
for coming to our podcast house and sitting on our podcast couch
and listening to our podcast voices.
I was going
to
say, and hopefully we don't see a podcast mouse.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know we were doing a rouse. Right, no, never mind. Chair, have we sort of covered everything? Oh, let's just... Sorry, I know we're G2G, but let's just dwell on the fact that we want some Facebook love.
Oh,
some Facebook page love.
Yeah.
I want to make love to your page. Definitely. To your page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ask us questions as well. Like, it doesn't necessarily need to be themed, because we have themed around your questions in the past, which is really fun. And, look... We just want to work as a team, guys, and I feel like we're holding up our end of the bargain. Could you maybe bring yours?
Yeah, and I guess, and it doesn't have to be questions either. Like, one lovely listener wrote us an idea for a game that we'll probably play
next week.
Yeah, we'll play for the next one. So you can send us all kinds of shit, or like anything that you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
Or just whatevs.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, we'll catch you on the flip side. Mantra.
Yeah.
There is nothing to fear but fear itself.
Yeah.
Also, once you go...
Once you go fear.
You never go near.
Another deer.
Because, oh, mere. Okay, we've run out of steam. Thank you.
We've quite clearly run out of steam.
apologies. Have a delightful day, evening, night. Catch you some other time.
Scrub.
Bye. So, how do I get in contact with those How Do I Deal girls?
You can email us at howdoidealpodcast@gmail.com or like our Facebook page, How Do I Deal Podcast.
Also, get onto the iTunes and give us 5 stars. Also, subscribe. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
Now a secret Easter egg of Jade singing while I went to the bathroom. Enjoy.
Had a pop stick. Remember,
when I come back. Every day. I won't be with you 9 days. You're such a beautiful little boy, ain't you? I won't tell you I love you days.